Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I honestly don't know where to start today's show. It's just too many things going on in the world. It's a crazy world of leftism. I prove it every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and some of you hear it on the weekend. But you see it every day. You witness it yourselves. You're plugged in. If you're listening to this program, you're plugged in, not just with the stuff that I tell you, but you're probably plugged in elsewhere. You've got lots of inputs. You're very discerning. You know the wheat from the chaff, the weed from the landscape. You know what's real and what's being sold to you, what is created, narratives. And it's easy to spot all the stuff, but let me just tell you, the number of inputs is so enormous, it's tough to figure out what to talk about. But here's what I will tell you. It's a new day, and Joe Biden is still a moron. Don't believe me? Look at any story involving Biden, his family, his key staff, and you will see incompetence at a level that you likely didn't know existed, or you'll see cover-ups that you think, are you guys serious? It's one or the other. You'll see incompetence at a level that just you don't even think is measurable, and you'll see the media covering up. Look at Biden and how they claim he exited Afghanistan. People, oh, it was great, it was amazing. Now they're talking about how great he's handling Russia, and we're hearing all this doom and gloom, and now the threats are, well, if Russia uses nuclear weapons, if Russia uses chemical weapons, Russia hasn't even talked about doing this. Look, I don't know what's happening on the ground, but I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you Russia's winning the war. Why? Because Ukraine doesn't have a good enough military to defeat them. Ukraine has nuclear weapons, by the way. So why? The narrative is, and look, again, I'm not here to protect anybody. I'm not here to protect Putin. I don't care what Putin does. Well, it's his business. But what I will tell you is I don't believe our government. Not for a second. If I really thought that they had America's best interest in mind, it would be like the Olympics. I'd be cheering for them. I didn't cheer at this year's Olympics. Why? Because I don't believe that the people that go there anymore really represent us. I don't believe the leftists who want to pretend that, oh, it's all about, camaraderie and spirit of, esprit de corps. It's nonsense. They don't believe it. So why am I going to support this government? A government that is run by a pathological liar. Who, as President Trump said, is not physically or mentally capable of being in the role that he was put in a coup. You think I'm going to support that? Not me. 2 million Ukrainians and counting, know that Joe Biden is incompetent. What did that number start at? It started at 600,000, went to 800,000, went to 1.2 million, 1.7 million. Now it's over 2 million. The United Nations says it could go as high as 12 million. You think Joe Biden's taking any of responsibility? In fact, what's worse with these knuckleheads is not only do they not take responsibility, they want to blame Donald Trump, which of course is just, it's a euphemism for them blaming you. It's an excuse. They're blaming you. Let me tell you, the best 4 years of my adult life were from 2016 to 2020. Not because I earned a lot of money, not because I got a lot of press or anything like that. It was because we broke up what would have devastated this country had Hillary Clinton continued in the vein of Barack Hussein Obama. Baby Black Jesus was ruining our country. 8 years of probably the worst period you could have until now. Joe Biden, in 13 months, has managed to do worse than Barack Obama in 8 years. I didn't even think that was possible. Throw in Jimmy Carter if you want to put a topper on it. Horrible. 80 million Trump voters know Joe Biden is incompetent. 20 million former Democrats know Joe Biden is incompetent. In fact, the number of people who voted for Trump and the number of people who would not vote for Biden again, if you look at those numbers, and it is statistically impossible for Democrats to keep majority anywhere. This includes the inner city. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. You take away the ability to cheat, and the Democrats can't even win San Francisco. Pelosi, what a moron, and I'll get to them in a second. Senator Kennedy said of Biden, Biden has a wishbone where his backbone used to be. And he's talking about Russia. Why? Because Biden tips his hand. I go back to Trevor Noah. Why do people respect Donald Trump? He was unpredictable and he will bomb you. But why did they really respect him? Because Donald Trump knew how to work the economy. Keep this going, folks. Let three more years of Biden happen without any interruption by us. The United States will be bankrupt. We're already morally bankrupt, and we're certainly getting there financially. People are waking up. I played that clip the other day of Bill Maher. This woke generation. Bill Maher is a reason for the woke generation. He thinks he can separate himself from it. He's part of it. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been so-called, using the finger quotes, woke? Have you been part of that generation where you think America is so racist and so sexist and so homophobic and so xenophobic? Or have you always said, you know what? We got our warts, but we're still the best country in the world. And don't you dare talk about an American citizen. We are the best citizens of the world. The people who support Joe Biden are the worst. The people who support the Democratic Party are the worst. You want to give you an example? BLM activist, who was the Boston Person of the Year, Monica Cannon Grant, has been charged with a fraud. She had supposed to have a grant that was for young men at risk of violence, and she paid herself $2,700 a week, treated herself to a $450,000 5-bedroom house in Massachusetts, bought this house with the money. She raised $1 million for her nonprofit, Violence in Boston, Inc., and her salary jumped from $25,000 to $170,000, and she bought a house. She hasn't done anything with the money. That, of anything of note, that is. That's typical leftism. But they want to pretend that they care. Yeah, they care you into bankruptcy. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The former Governor Jennifer Granholm, the Energy Department. I often kid her, and I wasn't kidding early on when I was seeking the nomination. Had she been born in America, she'd be standing here and I'd be sitting there. She was a former governor of the state of Michigan. Michigan, wrong. She was a former state. She was a governor.
Joe Biden being Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. What a moron. Now, you get, Kevin, honest mistake, former governor, yeah. And he seems lucid, right? He's yucking it up at some press conference. Meanwhile, let me put it to you this way, folks. Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan, and 2 million-plus Ukrainians are on the run, and there will be more soon. We're at the potential for thermonuclear meltdown, World War III, and Joe Biden's out doing pressers and yucking it up with people. See, that's the sign of a man who's got dementia. It's like one of my friends, she's a professor at DePaul. She says to me, Kevin, my mom has dementia. And she says, and she's lived 10 years longer than they thought she would live with some other disease. And then I went, how's that? She says, well, according to the doctors, she no longer focuses on the realities of her life. You know, in other words, if you're of a sound mind and somebody says you have cancer, you're concerned. You worry. Oh, no, I got cancer. Oh, no, please. And she goes, but her mom doesn't realize it. So she forgets it. And so the doctors say it's amazing that she's actually healing herself because there's no stress, there's no worry. And this woman lived 10 years longer than she did before. I mean, than she did before. Than they thought she would. Than in her previous life. Yeah, she's lived 10 years longer. And, I mean, she lived longer than that. This was 10 years at the time when she told me. I think she probably lived another couple of years. But that's where Biden is. Biden doesn't realize that the world is crumbling. The reason why Biden is stuck in wherever la-la land is for him, because that's what happens to people like him. And by the way, I'm not talking about Biden stuck 6 months ago or whatever. Joe Biden is stuck in like the 70s, 60s, maybe even the 50s. He's old. Maybe the 50s. Joe Biden's stuck in a time where he still sees America through these just jaundiced vision. Joe Biden remains a racist. He's a misogynist. He, you know, he's the reason why he goes up to women and he refers to black people and other minorities as clean. And, you know, he can't go to a 7-Eleven. I mean, I'm being serious. And of course, we know he's a pathological liar. But he's running around gaffe after gaffe. And everybody, you know, the little tepid claps. And, of course, hands off from late night comedians until recently, right? It's been hands off. Nobody's wanting to ridicule him. Let me say this. You will start to see more. You're going to see ridicule of Biden. You're going to start to see his policies fall apart. You've heard me say it on this show 1,000 times. It won't get any better for the Democrats. It won't. Here's Biden, another clip, same event, and now he's talking about COVID. And I have another Wu flu. I have another comment to make about that, but here's the clip.
We've got a little change in the arrangement of who's on the stage because of the First Lady's husband contracting COVID. But look at this room and what you see. Pardon? That's right. She's fine. Second lady, the first gentleman. How about that? Anyway.
Kind of reminds me of Barack Obama throwing White House parties every weekend or something as the world was in shambles under him. I think Russia may have even taken over Crimea at the time or something. Who knows? Wow, these people are incorrigible. But here's what's worse. What's worse are the people behind them. Here's Nancy Pelosi at a press conference, and she's giving war strategy about Ukraine. This is priceless. And there's a little bit of a gap, and you're not going to understand it. But and here's the other thing. If you haven't seen the video, she's waving her hands just all over the place as she's describing this. It looks like the woman has literally lost her mind, like she's swatting flies. And she's moving her hand across the screen and pointing up to the sky. I don't know if you get a chance to see the video, but because the audio is bad enough. But anyway, if there's some blanks in there, you'll understand that's what's going on.
But they know that we can't go there. Putin is trying to bait the trap so that we go in, and that's the beginning, could be the beginning of World War III. Putin, totally irresponsible, using weapons that are not allowed under the Geneva Convention. Putin, who threatens use of chemical weapons, nuclear, and the rest. So they know that we can't, but it's the ask. Now, he was this morning more. If we can't have a no-fly zone, let us have our own, and we need the airplanes to come in.
Pushing the out in the middle of the night
No. This morning he was less on the ask for the policy, more on let us do it, help us get the planes. But also, there is a school of thought that thinks the anti-aircraft missiles and the rest are a very important way. Myself, when I see those tanks, that 40 miles of tanks, I'd like to take out those tanks. I mean, I think that them having more planes might be useful, but that I'm not a military strategist. We hope that we will be able to get to a place. I hope. You asked me how. I hope that we can get to a place where the MiGs, which are the kinds of planes they've been trained on, can go to Ukraine. The F-16s, especially if we have an excess of them, can backfill for Poland.
Can you make any sense out of that? That's insane. It reminded me of the late, great Foster Brooks. And I'm going to let this segment end with Foster Brooks roasting Sammy Davis Jr., and we'll fade out with that.
Before we go any further, the MGM Grand Hotel has asked me to share with you something. We don't mind if you have parties in your room with a lot of scantily dressed girls running around, but we have a little consideration for your neighbor and also for me. Next time, please cover up your keyhole. On behalf of the sir,
Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many world leaders are stepping up as Russia's attacks on Ukraine continue. But New York Representative Claudia Tenney, a member of the Armed Services Committee, said we don't have one here in the United States.
I mean, why hasn't he been there negotiating this now? We have President Macron. You have other leaders around the world that are stepping up. We don't have a leader in the Oval Office. I know people say leading from behind. I think he's following from behind. But we're relying on France, of all places, to actually stand up and lead the world. We do not have a world leader. We do not have a person capable of leading the world.
Speaking on Newsmax, Tenney also said it's been Congress that has led the way when it comes to spending for Ukraine, not President Biden. Experts now fear that COVID-19 cases in the U.S. will rise over the next few weeks as the new BA2 variant continues to spread. Data from the CDC shows BA2, which is a subvariant of Omicron, has been tripling in prevalence every 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News. 10 pilots from 4 different airlines are now suing the CDC. They'd like to end the federal mask mandate, calling it illegal and saying it prevents them from flying safely. 7 of the pilots are from JetBlue. The rest are from Southwest, American, and PSA Airlines. Their lawsuit claims that thousands of unruly passenger situations during the pandemic have only been due to mask mandates. The TSA recently extended the mandate another month to April 18th. And gas prices keep going the directions drivers want to see. AAA reports the national average price for regular is down 2 cents to $4.28 a gallon. That's the lowest price in more than a week, but prices are still over $5 a gallon on the West Coast. The statewide average is $5.02 a gallon in Nevada, $5.12 in Hawaii, and $5.78 in California. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, well, at least temporarily, made an emotional appeal to Congress just yesterday. And I would just say to Zelensky, be careful what you wish for. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you are listening to. And you wish for this, and this was good. This was a good wish. Oh, man. The count has gone up. It goes up all the time. It's now over 3 million Ukrainians. And I'm going to give you these stats the same way they gave you Wu Flu statistics.
Oh, we've got 300,000 people who have it. 400,000 have died. 1 million have died.
I don't know how many Ukrainians have died, but I know a bunch of them have left. And there have been some killings. Fox News lost a cameraman. I saw that. Here's what this guy writes. A war-weary Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky, speaking from his office in Kyiv, called on the United States to do more to protect his country. Okay, so what do we have to do with Ukraine? What? I'm not trying to be an isolationist. I'm using the Democrats' whole thing. We're the warmongers, right? Wasn't Trump, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Trump supposed to ruin our economy and put us into World War III? Somebody help me out. I'm asking for a friend. So they want the U.S. to do more to protect his country. And he went to Congress to ask for this help. He wants a no-fly zone. He wants more money. I already went through some of the things that Trump tried to do with this, and I'm going to go into more detail, too, with what General Keane said. But, yeah, so Trump he wants more money. Zelensky does. But he wants the United States to get in the middle. It was an extraordinary appeal, this guy writes, to the world's largest military and financial power. At a critical moment, Russian forces are intensifying their assault on Ukraine, including the capital, and its future of the conflict could depend on rushing additional American aid to Ukraine's beleaguered troops. Now, let me stop you there for just a second and explain. They told us that Ukraine was winning. That Russia, I saw this literally 2 days ago. Russia was out of ammo. They're going to have to rely on the Chinese. The Russians are not nearly as powerful as we think they are, whatever, whatever. They laid it all out there. And now we've got Zelensky pulling a Churchill, calling FDR, saying, Mr. President, will you send some troops? Will you send us something? And FDR's like, well, we can't do it. Oh, I'm sorry, Winston. You know what drug us into the war? When Japan bombed, if Japan hadn't bombed Pearl Harbor, you wouldn't be speaking German right about now. Yes, you would. Jawohl. You would be speaking German. Japan forced us into the war. If they left us alone, Europe would be, Britain would be German. And we would have been hard pressed to stop them. I'm telling you, stop those Germans. They said Zelensky, wearing stubble and an army green t-shirt, was speaking as his team is working to negotiate an end to the violence with Russia. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't know where this is going to go. I don't. Here's what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict that Russia will remain in power in Ukraine. They will probably make Zelensky think he's still in control in some sort of way, but he will be a puppet. But Russia's taken over Ukraine. And there's nothing Joe Biden can do about it. He's afraid to go in. I'm going to talk about this more in the second hour for those of you who want to hang around. So right now, Zelensky's throwing a Hail Mary. And here's the problem. He's throwing it to a dude that's got alligator arms, and he wants him to catch it. He ain't going to catch the ball. And Joe Biden, God bless him. I mean, the dude's an idiot. He doesn't get it. Joe Biden is detached. And the problem is, the people who put him in charge, they need him to be somewhat lucid, but he isn't. They're looking for a scapegoat. They're looking for a way out. Not a scapegoat necessarily, but a way out. Speaking directly to the president in English. He didn't even want a translator. Zelensky is like, no, no, no. I'll do this on, I do it on my own. But sir, your English not, it's good enough. And then he said this, which is profound. Being the leader of the world means being the leader of peace. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Zelensky, but I think you might want to make an appeal to Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump is the one who got peace in the Middle East, at least for whatever bit of time. Donald Trump is a guy who did more to get peace on the Korean Peninsula, more to get peace on in the Middle East, and more to bring peace and prosperity to America than any other president in history. And you want to rely on a clown, a buffoon, to get you out of your situation? Good luck. As I used to say to my sales staff, hope is not a strategy. So CNN, it said there were four takeaways to the speech. I think they missed one, though. They missed the one that you're the president of your nation, and you're going to another country. You're like, please, big brother, will you please come in and help me? That's a big one. But they didn't talk about that. And let me tell you, if you want to dissect that, you have to ask yourself, how did Zelensky get there? See, they aren't going to talk about it. Because when Trump was president, Zelensky didn't have to come begging. He didn't have to come hat in hand saying, Congress, please help me, man. Help me, bro. Don't tase me, bro. Joe Biden essentially opened the door, the floodgate, for Russia to go into Ukraine. And I can tell you this. If I was Vladimir Putin, I'd say, we're not trying to be over there for war. We need humanitarian effort. People have left Russia. We heard they're being detained or whatever. I mean, if you're going to make up stories, make up whatever you want. Look, we have a border invasion going on in America. If I was Mexico, I'd bring some troops over. It's working for the Russians. Y'all are like, Kevin, you're losing your mind. No, I'm not. Joe Biden doesn't care about our border, and he apparently doesn't care about Ukraine's border. Good news. I'm saying let's approach these things the way you would approach them from a sane point of view and say, okay, approach them from a leftist point of view and then try to make sanity out of it. I'm going to talk more about this in the next hour because this is a strategy that needs to be employed, and it will help you understand what's going on really. That's what people don't get. The minute you stop and you go, this doesn't make sense, and you start diagramming, okay, here's what happened, this, and this, but or here's what should have happened. And then you look at what did happen. Go look at the dates, the times, and the things surrounding that. Ask yourself, why did this thing, let's say there's 5 steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and steps 3 and 4 are completely obliterated. You look at those steps and go, they didn't take those steps. That's how you start your investigation. I'll talk more about it in a bit. So Zelensky does what he's supposed to do, even though it shows desperation. But he does what he's supposed to do. He's saying, I need the United States. And he doesn't do it the way Churchill did it, where they get on the hotline together, him and FDR. He says, I need your help. And FDR says, well, I'd like to help you, but we ain't got nothing for you, church, or whatever. He's doing it nationally. He's using media and saying, let me drive Biden to have to help me. As I said, be careful what you wish for. Biden got you into the situation, and I'm going to make you a little bet. He can't get you out. But he's got to do something because he's about to lose his country. He's taunted Putin, you know, and we can talk about how weak Russia is. Russia's not a powerhouse. Russia has lots of nukes. If there weren't for that, they'd be a relatively minor player. Their GDP is small. They rely on China. They don't have a whole lot of products to export. They have oil and oil-related products and precious metals for the most part. And a little bit of fishery if you include, you know, caviar and beluga and, I mean, beluga caviar and various meat, the fish, but that's about it. Not real power. But enough to beat up on little Ukraine. He says, Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people, and I need to protect our sky. I need your help. He's talking about Russia can fly, you know, has an air force. Ukraine doesn't. You know who didn't let that happen? Joe Biden and Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden's got a no-win situation, but then what else is new? What do you expect from a demented clown with a political career like his, with a resume like his? Did you expect good?
Did you expect him to come up with a solution that works? This guy can't think linearly two steps, much less trying to play chess. He can't even play checkers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. You have Vladimir Zelensky, the soon-to-be deposed president of Ukraine, appealing to America. Please help me. Is there nobody closer? Hungary? Poland? There's some many other people you should be calling on for help besides us. But he still is of the belief that the United States is a powerhouse. He's still under the belief of a year ago, 14 months ago, where Trump was president. Let me tell you this. If Zelensky could run back the clock, what do you think he would do? Do you think he would say, we're going to make Trump president? If he had a crystal ball or a time machine, you think he would go back and tell Americans, they're going to cheat the crap out of you. I need this guy right here, baby. What do you think those 3 million and counting people who are running for their lives, what do you think they would do? You think any of them would say, hey, I tell you what, America, you're about to get cheated out of an election. Do you think you could please elect Donald Trump? Because with him in office, we won't be on the run. What did Kamala Harris cackle and say? Elections have consequences?
Because as we all know, elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did get what they asked for. Leftists who voted, the 40 million people, the brain dead morons who actually did vote for Joe Biden and the 41 million bots, they got what they asked for. But let me tell you this. You better know. Poland, Hungary, Ukraine, Germany and many other countries throughout Europe and Asia even are they're saying, OK, 2024, please get here. Let's get Trump back in there. Is Orange Man so crazy now? Hey, late night comedic hacks, where are you on this? If you have any feelings at all for Vladimir Zelensky, you should be asking yourself how you would allow Donald Trump to have a coup against him in this third world crap hole known as America, leftist America, because the rest of America is fine. How could you allow this to happen? This guy's begging, please set up a no-fly zone. He said, aircraft that can help Ukraine, help Europe. You know that they exist and you have them, but they are on Earth, not in the Ukrainian sky. They do not defend the people. You'll find out. I'll tell you how that happened. How the Joe Biden's administration said, no, let's wait. Let's not send arms. Let's not honor the commitments that Donald Trump made when he authorized a shipment of arms and ammunition to Ukraine. I don't think the media is going to tell you much about that. In fact, they're already trying to spin it as if this is somebody else's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault or whatever. Zelensky hearkened to two seismic events in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor, which thrust the U.S. into World War II, and the terror attacks of September 11th, which began a new war on terror. Yeah. I already talked about Pearl Harbor. He hopes, he wishes somebody would start some mess with the U.S. so we could get in a war. This is probably, honestly, why China is leaving Taiwan be for right now. They want to see how this goes. Let me tell you, if you don't think these folks are playing the long game, to understand how Biden's going to react, how the American people are going to react, how Congress will figure out how they can try to make money off of it so they can let the Chinese and the Russians do whatever they want, as we've witnessed through Wu Flu, you better think again. And he says in this thing, he did something I think is very clever. He knows when he's speaking to Congress, it's all about being woke. So he evoked Mount Rushmore, but he also invoked Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream, hearkening to, as Zurich Guy writes, to a patriotic American vision of democracy at work, that appeared designed to appeal to the lawmakers' sense of country. So he gets it. He's putting it all out there on the world stage. I don't know how good it's going to do him because I don't think Joe Biden can do anything. I think Joe Biden's hands are tied. I don't think it. I know it. And I'm still of this ilk. And I'm going to touch more about this in the next hour. I'm still of the ilk that there's a lot of dirt out there on Biden. He may not be able to act. Here's what I do know. I know there was no dirt on Trump. And I know Trump acted. And as I said a minute ago, if you look at this logically and ask yourself where the gaps are, why didn't we do certain things? You only come to, if you're smart, you'll come to one conclusion. There's something guiding the dysfunctional behavior of Joe Biden. And it isn't just his brain dead moronism. It's the fact that there's so much dirt that exists on the Bidens. Okay, let me back up and say this. Have you ever watched the movies where they're about to kill the bad guy and he's like, I don't care, shoot me, whatever. But then he goes, no, I'm not going to shoot you. I will shoot her. And then they point the gun at somebody else that the bad guy cares about. Let's go back to the Bidens. Okay, let's say they point the gun at old Joe and everybody says, Joe, drop it. Don't worry about it. But what about when they point the gun at James, his brother, his little brother? What if they point the gun at Hunter? What if they point the gun at his daughter? The family's crooked. What if they single somebody else out and put the gun to their head and say, now what, Joe? What can the Democrats do then? I don't know. They're pretty slimy. But Zelensky, his background's Hollywood. The Ukrainian version of Hollywood, he's an actor and a comedian. He began, they said, as a comedian and a television actor, and he became, you know, a rabble-rouser. They go on to say, a knowledge of stagecraft is critical in how he addresses the world as his country comes under siege. A video played at the end of his speech sought to amplify the emotion of war, showing images of normal life in Ukraine before the war, following the stark reality of life there now, bombings, death, and fear. Kind of reminds me of COVID in America. All the, you know, the so-called bodies laying around and the hospitals overflowing with bodies, and it was a ghost town. It felt like the zombie apocalypse. He's going to have a hard time getting a lot of sympathy from the U.S. right now. But they went on to say it was an example of Zelensky using the power of recorded images to make a global appeal. His selfie videos walking through the streets of Kiev have caused the world to rally around his leadership and helped to unify a Western response in punishing Russia. Good luck with that. Russia's not going to, I don't think that the sanctions will do anything. And he's asking, he says, up the sanctions. What can he do? Again, I go back to this. I'm going to talk about it again. Why didn't Joe Biden immediately shut down Nord Stream 2? Immediately stop importing Russian oil. Immediately divest America out of Russia. I mean, there are many things you could do. If you're going to go to war, a philosophical war, there's many ways to go to war, and there's no better economy to do it with, and Joe Biden didn't do it. And he used the excuse of, well, I could enrich him if I do that. No, you could put him out of business. You could put him out of business. So I don't know what the other takeaways are from the Zelensky thing, according to CNN. I only did a couple of them. His dramatic appeal, you know, and all the things that he invoked in trying to speak to an American audience. I don't think it's going to get him very far. They've already done the political campaign, the propaganda campaign to say, you know, Ukraine good, Russia bad. But I'm going to tell you, I reserve this. I reserve the idea something's not quite right. I don't know what it is. I wish I could tell you something's not quite right. I sense it. And I sense it because I don't believe Ukraine is all good. I don't believe Russia's all bad. But I do know this. The Bidens are corrupt. And their stuff is out there. And somebody's got it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.